Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I'm joined by Grace Joaquin. And we have such a great episode for you today with a couple of great guests. So we are going to jump right in to our topic of Disney college programs. So you might have heard of this. It's a very popular program, especially with students in our HTM program. But you will see that it is open to any student, no matter the major. We want you to be aware that there are two types of opportunities for students and new alumni. And that is the Disney College program that I mentioned and professional internships. So there is a distinction between the two. And Grace, do you want to kick us off by talking a little bit about the Disney College program itself?
Yes. As Megan said, we're going to have some insider info from two people who have done this program. But just for some of the details, the Disney College program is a paid experience. Right now, it's about $14 per hour for U.S. residents. And it is at both the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida and then at the Disneyland Resort in California. There are more opportunities at the one in Florida with 6,000, and there are 400 participants for the Disneyland opportunity. It does provide on-the-job training, housing, and college credits. And as Megan mentioned, it does not matter what your major is. You are provided housing, though you pay for it, so it'll come out of your check, and it is about $191 to $246 per week.
Pretty specific there.
Yeah, about.
Yeah, about.
It is a semester in length, and there are no just summer programs, so recruiting starts in the fall, mid-August to mid-October for spring arrivals, and then spring recruiting starts in mid-January to late March for fall arrivals.
Awesome.
And then finally here, the way to apply is to fill out the online application. It's on the Disney College program page. If you go to DisneyCareers.com, that's where you can find it. It'll take about 15 to 20 minutes. After you submit your application, you will receive a link to complete a web-based interview. They are typically 24 hours after they receive your application where you'll get that link. You will have 3 days to complete this section. And just FYI too, down the line, we will have some advice specifically about the application process. So stay tuned for that if you're interested. And then finally, the third phase is a phone interview, and you will find out usually 2 to 3 weeks after the phone interview if you are selected to participate in the college program.
Awesome. That's a pretty great timeline and very specific.
Yeah. So
thank you, Disney.
You know what to expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So that's the college program. Then Disney also offers professional internships. These are major specific and you must be a junior or a senior level standing with some experience already in your major. So you'll apply to a specific position, which is different from the college program. And those are going to be listed on the Disney internship page. Again, found at DisneyCareers.com, but we will be sure to link to these specific sites in the show notes. And a fun thing about this is that internships aren't limited to Florida and California, so they can be anywhere all over the world, and they actually even have remote opportunities, and they can be for any time of the year, so summer, fall, or winter. And because these are specific positions, working within Disney, it could be within any of their 46 brands. So you think of Disney, you might think of the parks and the movies, but, you know, it's ABC, Hulu, Marvel, ESPN, National Geographic, Pixar. So there's a lot going on, a lot of different brands that fall under that Disney umbrella. Some of the main career areas that you'll find for these internships will be business support, consumer goods, creative, guest services, innovation, technology and sciences, marketing and sales, operations and support, and production and entertainment. So lots of areas there.
Yeah.
And I would think pretty much any major at Grand Valley would be able to find something that is somewhat relevant to what they want to do down the line, especially if you know you want to work for a big corporation like this in the future. And then the interviewing and selection process is handled from each of those brands. So the timelines can vary, but there is a nice dashboard where you'll be able to see when someone has reviewed your application and kind of get to know the next steps. So that's our super brief. I think we talked really fast to try to get through that because we have two really great guests with us today. So Audrey Henneke is a current Disney employee and also a Disney alum. a Grand Valley alum, Disney alum as well, because she did the Disney College program. And our other guest is Cindy Brown, who we are going to bring in now. Cindy is the employer development manager here at GVSU in the Career Center. But we wanted to bring her in because she's done the Disney College program and is a Disney enthusiast. Hi, Cindy. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
We're excited to have you here because we know you're a big fan of all things Disney.
I am.
So yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So when I was little, I think I was like 8 years old, my parents took us to Disney, and I remember standing in Space Mountain looking up going, how did he figure out how to do this?
Yeah.
Now, it didn't make me want to become an engineer to build it, but it was really fascinating to me about how we could, how things like that could just be built. And then while we were there, it was like a dream come true to be there, right? So it was like there's this great customer service, and it was one of those things where I always said, you know, if I could work there, I'd work there. And then when I went to college, I heard that there was somebody from our college that actually went on it. So that became my goal then, to get on the Disney program.
Great. So you applied to be a part.
I did.
What year of school were you in?
Seriously? I was what, like the year or like,
no, like were you, okay, a sophomore?
I was a junior. I was going into my senior year. Yep. So I applied in the spring of my junior year and went my fall of my senior year.
Great. Yeah. So you were a part of the official Disney College
absolutely,
program.
Absolutely.
What was
so
bad?
It was a little crazy because, so as far back as I was, there was no internet, right? So we couldn't plan. You couldn't figure out how to do your interview. You had to actually talk to somebody that had gone through it. And the gentleman that went through it was on the baseball team. I was on the softball team. We got to know each other. And he gave me some tips on how to interview. Like you have to be on for that 45-minute interview. And then we got a letter in the mail saying you got accepted. And then it was like, wow, it was summer. Mm-hmm. So then it was, at the end of the summer, I get to go to Disney. Like, I'm going to work at Disney, which was really, really cool. And my aunt let me borrow her car. So her and I drove down Labor Day weekend. And then I started that Tuesday. And it was amazing. I was there till January 2nd or 3rd. It was absolutely an unbelievable time in my life.
So cool.
I'm curious, just because I love Disney, what was your role there?
So I was a business major, so just straight up business administration. So I wanted to do something. Okay, actually, when I applied to be custodian.
Okay.
And my thought was, because when I was there, people always ask the custodian for help because they're the person you see all the time, or the person selling the balloons on Main Street, or the photographers. But I didn't get that. I was actually on Main Street at the Chapeau, and I put the names on the back of the Mickey Mouse ears. That was part of my job.
That's awesome.
Which was a 1913 Singer sewing machine, and it took me 3 weeks to figure out how to use it, to the point where they're like, if you don't figure this out, like, you're...
We're going to have to move you somewhere else.
Which Main Street was amazing because Main Street, you could be anywhere.
Yeah.
You could go anywhere. You could do, yeah.
That's
so
kind of like the prime location.
It was prime location.
I would guess.
Prime location.
Well, that's, I just like am so envious. That and study abroad are the two things that I'm like, I kick myself that I didn't do either of those. But anyway, I am curious, how do you feel like that experience helped your career, or has like impacted you at all throughout your career journey?
It is. I have a postcard that I got when I was that first trip that has a picture, and I've got it in my office here, of Mickey Mouse in a suit with a briefcase. And that's always been my thing, is you can still have fun and be in business.
Mm-hmm.
And that being able to work there and understand that you can still have fun with the guests. You can still, they're buying and they're spending a lot of money, and you can still have fun with them. You can share your knowledge with them. You can ask questions. I mean, it was like, wow, this is what business could be, instead of that, you know, business is so conservative, it's so old fashioned and all of that. So that was a big part, is being able to have fun while you can still get your job done. But the big thing is being on stage. I mean, that is it. Like, I am always early. Mm-hmm. Except for today. I'm always early. I'm always on stage. I know that if I pull into the parking lot here, I'm going to see a student, faculty, staff, coworker that's out in that parking lot. And I know I have to be on my best behavior. I know that. Like, and when I say best behavior, I can still have fun, but I know that I know people know, like, we're here. You have to be ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned earlier Disney's customer service, which I think everyone recognizes. If you've been there, that's like one thing that really stands out, is that everyone is on stage. Like, they're all smiling. Everyone seems like they're in a good mood when they're working. You won't really see a worker on their phone, that sort of thing. And I think to your point, Cindy, you very much are that way here too, where you're just, you know, you can hear the energy in her voice right now. She's very energetic and has that great customer service that I think you're alluding to with what you learned while you were there.
Right. It's exhausting, though. I will tell you that, right? To always be on stage. I mean, at night, you're like, oh, I gotta slow down. I gotta stop. I gotta regroup to the next day.
Not talk for a while.
But it's, you're on. Why you're you have to know how to be on. And I think that was, you know, that is the thing that I've taken. That and the customer service. Now, when I went, Disney was primo. I mean, they were the place you wanted to go for customer service. Mm-hmm. You figured out a way to make it right for that customer. They just spent thousands of dollars to get there. And, you know, another thing I learned was the question that we always got asked was, what time's the 3 o'clock parade? We got that question all the time.
That's amazing.
So you had to... I mean, and I'm a little sarcastic, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I learned it back then or when, but how do you answer someone that's just dropped $10,000, $20,000? This has been their whole life that they've wanted to get to Disney. And back then, that was a big trip. Yeah. Now you can just fly and go get there. But how do you answer that with a straight face and try to help the customer? And mm-hmm. I think that's where I learned, like, there's no, like, no, right? So if someone comes up to you and they just say, hey, what time's the 3 o'clock parade? You grab a brochure, you show them where it's going to start, you tell them what's going to happen. And the whole time, there's a part in there where you've said 3 o'clock mm-hmm. and you've said, but if you're here, it's going to be 3:15. Mm-hmm. And if you stand over here, it's going to be really cool. And, oh, you have a child, put them, you know, and if you do all of that, they realize what they've asked. But you've also made it better for them because right. you've told them some other stuff instead of just going, seriously, it's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock.
And yeah. I feel like that's such a great example because that's a skill I feel like it's really tough to master, is to be able to answer questions like that in a way that doesn't sound condescending or doesn't, mm-hmm. or just like sounds friendly and helpful.
Right.
And something that I think all of us could probably learn from.
I know,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. So what advice do you have for students thinking about applying
do
to
it.
The program?
Do like, it. Like, it's life changing, yeah. right? So when I went, and like I said, it was a long time ago, the world wasn't as global as it is today. So when you saw the international folks that came from Morocco and Japan for all the different places in the Epcot, mm-hmm. the different countries, that was a big deal. Like, that was a big deal. And I had roommates that were from all over, and that was awesome. I mean, when I went to college, it wasn't as diverse as it is today, right? So that was amazing to be able to. We had a guy that was next to us in the place we stayed. He was a chef from New Orleans. I mean, he was making us gumbo. He was making us all these really wonderful dishes that I probably wouldn't have tried before, right? So I mean, that part of it was really cool. Now with technology, you can stay in contact with all those individuals. I mean, it was a little bit harder back then because we were writing letters, but mm-hmm. that was a big part. That it helped me grow up, even though I was away. I was 2.5 hours away at college. That one helped me grow up because I had to figure it out while I was there. And it's also cool when you meet your husband there too.
I mean, a little added bonus. Sure.
I'll just throw that out there a little bit too. Yeah,
that's fantastic. So,
that's like the cutest, so adorable story yes. I've heard. Yeah. And I have, I think, the most fun question to ask you, which is our final question. I'm curious, what is your favorite either park, character, restaurant, whatever you want to talk about from Disney?
Main Street, USA. I will go. The last time we went was 4 years ago in 2019, and it's four of us that go, my brother, his wife, and Dave and I, and we're older. We didn't have kids with us, and we were at restaurant at the Grand Floridian, which is a wonderful restaurant, mm-hmm. and steak dinner. It was beautiful. And I said, hey, can we just drop? It was our last night. I'm like, can we just go there one last time? I got to say goodbye. And literally I stood, I mean, I'm getting like goosebumps, but mm-hmm. I stood right by the train station and just looked, and 20 minutes. And I'm like, all right, let's go. And they're like, seriously, that's it? And I'm like, I just want that in my head, because for me, that's where I spent four good solid months of my life. Met Dave. I mean, that's it. Customer service. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even have that experience that you had, and it's such a magical space, that Main Street. So I can totally see why it would have that, especially because you had the extra special time there right. with your internship.
Absolutely. Good deal. Well, I think that's all we've got for you today. Thanks just for it. Sharing your experiences. Yeah, that's the message. Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you. Sponsored by Nike.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you. So now we'll move on to Audrey's responses. And I think you'll see some really fun parallels between Audrey and Cindy. And you'll notice in this next portion that Grace and I will be asking a question and Audrey will be responding, and then we won't say anything afterwards. She actually sent in clips to us and we really appreciate that, but wanted you to kind of understand what's coming next. All right, so Audrey, can you start by just telling us about yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Audrey Henneke and I'm a GVSU alumni class of 2012. I participated in the college program in the winter of 2013, running from January through May, and it completely jump-started my career here at Walt Disney World and Walt Disney Parks experiences and products.
How did this opportunity come about?
Now, as a hospitality major at GVSU, I was sitting in Professor Scott Rood's recreation, I believe 101 class, one semester, and he had a presentation about the Disney College program. And I just thought, wow, what a great way to get into a company, get your foot in the door, and really have some fun before joining the real world. So I actually ended up applying twice to the program. I applied once my junior year and was not selected to come on down to Florida, and then was selected around September, October of 2012 to come down for the next year. Now, as I stated, I graduated in 2012, so I was lucky enough to do it the semester after I graduated college, before I started what I call my big kid job back in Grand Rapids.
Where did you work in the park?
I came down to Florida January of 2013, and I was selected to be in attractions, and I was actually placed upon arrival. You get told what your attraction is going to be, and I was told the Tomorrowland Speedway, and my heart dropped because I have terrible allergies, terrible asthma, and I just thought, oh my gosh, those gas fumes, I'm not going to make it a week. So I actually was lucky enough to speak to one of the coordinators there, and they switched me over to what we call the Buzz Complex, which is Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, the shooting game in Magic Kingdom, which is located right next to Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, which is a show, and also Walt Disney's famous Carousel of Progress, which is kind of a show-ride combo. So I was very lucky, and I got to work all three attractions on rotation for the 6 months I was there.
Can you describe what your living arrangements were like?
During the college program, I opted to live in, at the time, the kind of mid-level apartments that they offered, which was Chatham Square. And I came down with a sorority sister. We kind of knew each other. We were both in the hospitality program, and we thought, well, we might as well try to room together and see how that goes. It made us both more comfortable. And then we actually found two people on the college program People Coming In Facebook group, and we decided to live in a quad. So we all checked in together, we all got our apartment, and it was really great because I actually didn't have a car or a license at this point. So I was able to utilize the free transportation that Disney offers for its college program interns. And now it's even bigger and better. They've actually built a brand new whole complex called Flamingo Crossing for their college program participants that want to live there. It's beautiful resort style living. It's got access to transportation and it's just off property. So it's very easy to come to and fro. But that really, really helped me make the decision to come down to the college program was the ease of access to the transportation piece.
Can you tell us about the types of benefits that you received?
Something to keep in mind, as a college program, technically you are an intern, so you do not receive any sort of benefits other than, you know, discounts. The living costs come out of your paycheck if you choose to live at Flamingo Crossings, but truly it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I made so many friends during my college program who I'm still friends with today. My roommates and I are still incredibly close. I met so many wonderful people. And even though you're working for usually minimum wage, you get to attend Disney leadership classes, whatever you have an interest in. They usually offer a class of some sort that's only a few weeks long, and you can do that around your work schedule. And I just loved it. There's nothing like being able to say you worked for the Disney company, and truly when you leave your college program, you come to find everybody you know someone who's participated in the college program, or they themselves did, or their wife did, or their husband did. So it's a very large network community of people who truly enjoyed their experience here.
Okay. And I always want to know, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part of the college program was definitely being able to see the behind the scenes workings of how a multimedia conglomerate and theme park operates. I was not a Disney nerd growing up. We went to the parks maybe once as a kid. You know, of course I saw the movies, but I really had very little interest in Mickey Mouse, princesses, you know, Star Wars, anything like that. So coming, I really knew that this was going to be a business opportunity rather than a magical one for me. But it is. My favorite part was always at Magic Kingdom, we clock in the Utilidor, which are the tunnels under the Magic Kingdom. And it was always so cool to walk in with everybody in their costume. You know, Fantasyland makes a right, Tomorrowland makes a left. And being able to say goodbye to your friends, go through the break room, pop up at your attraction, clock in. And truly at that point, people have such a respect for the name tag. And you're able to not only make magical moments, but also help people who are completely overwhelmed. Walt Disney World is 42 square miles, I believe. We're twice the size of Manhattan. And it's just so nice to be able to kind of be that person that someone can ask a question and you try to know all the answers.
How has the Disney College program helped to shape your career journey?
I absolutely know for a fact that the college program has shaped my career, my entire life, really. So I did the college program for 6 months. And at the time, they did not have any full-time spots available. So I left and became what was called seasonal, which means you could come down, work the holidays, and get hours. Well, I moved back to Michigan, went through one of the coldest fall seasons on record, and said, I miss warm, sunny Florida. So I quit my big kid job, packed up my car, and moved to Florida on 2 weeks' notice because I had applied and actually accepted a professional internship, which are more geared towards business and kind of more technical skills rather than working inside the theme parks. It's a little bit more of a corporate responsibility level. So I came down again January of 2014 for my professional internship, and I was in guest relations at the Magic Kingdom, which are the people who help you at the front of the park in Town Square or stationed around the park to help you with any problems you were having, and really kind of given the key to all of the systems and the trainings of how the inner workings of the behind the scenes works at Magic Kingdom and all of our theme parks, really. So after that, I stayed around. I was in children's recreation. I went to Disney Planning Center, which is an off-property version of guest relations at third-party resorts in the area. I worked at Four Seasons on behalf of Disney at their Disney Planning Center desk. From there, I was selected and opened Disney Signature Services, which was the club-level concierge call center. And then from there, I was lucky enough to be on the opening team of Walt Disney World's version of Club 33. I made most of my dear, dear friends at that location. Since then, I have gone back to being seasonal, and I am actually on our research and insights team as a media monitoring coordinator. Wow, that's a tough mouthful. Media monitoring coordinator. And I absolutely love that. I am responsible for making sure that anything that kind of hits the news and our executives need to be aware, I am on the team that we make sure that who needs to be made aware is aware. And I still currently do that. So I just celebrated 10 years with the company. We, you know, started in 2013. I've been here since then. I live 10 minutes down the road right next to SeaWorld, and I absolutely adore it. Some of my friends have left the company or left the Orlando area, and we're still very, very close. But I know for 100% certain that the college program made me who I am today and gave me everything I have. My husband also participated in the college program 15 years ago as a lifeguard, and he still currently works here. So you can say we're pretty much a Disney family.
Do you have advice for anyone interested in this program, and what would it be?
My advice to anybody who's thinking about applying for the Disney College program is just do it. It is a wonderful way to get a huge corporation on your resume, even for a little bit of time. It is a huge global network. You cannot go anywhere in the world without knowing someone that knows Mickey Mouse. And that really does open doors for you in the future. I would say on a practical level, the advice I was given that I still think is the reason that I was able to participate is there are multiple steps to the application process. Of course, you apply with your, you know, background and your resume. So I would definitely highlight any guest service facing jobs or, you know, companies, sororities, organizations, anything that you've done that has assisted others is huge. Everybody is in guest services, whether or not you're pushing buttons on an attraction, going towards custodial, everything. So that would be my first piece of advice, is really tailor your resume towards the guest service aspects that you may or may not have done in previously. The second piece of advice I was given was, when you apply, it sometimes asks you what positions you're interested in and asks you for your top three. I wholeheartedly thought I wanted to go into entertainment and either be friends with a character or attend an audition or be the character attendants, or as we refer to them, blueberries. And on my first application, that is all I put, and I was not selected because obviously that's a very popular role. If you want to come down here at all, my advice would be to put attractions, because we have a lot of them, or custodial. And I say that knowing some of my best friends started in custodial and they loved it because you are truly in the theme parks or water parks or resorts during your shift. And you are the one that gets asked the most question. So we used to call it mini guest relations. So even though you're kind of walking around looking for trash or, you know, cleaning up popcorn, you're the one that's interacting with the guests the most because you're the most available. So attractions or custodial, if you want kind of a head start on everybody else who's looking maybe to get to front desk or concierge, those are highly sought after positions. Once you're here in the college program, you can always try to apply for an extension or move around or look at full-time opportunity. But to get your foot in the door, that's really the main deal. Our applications have skyrocketed in the popularity of how many people just want to come down here for a semester. So I would definitely shoot your shot on those. And that would be my second piece of advice. Third piece is, during the application process, they usually ask you, you know, on a scale of 1 through 5, 1 being you dislike or don't agree with strongly, and 5 being you strongly agree wholeheartedly, that's it. The advice I was given was, pick the extremes. It's either 1 or 5, because what a computer might do during the application process is take all the people who were 3s or 4s and say, this other person said it was a 5. So I would highly recommend picking the extremes. I believe that firmly worked for me. That's a huge difference that I did between my first application and my second application. And I was successful in the second application on coming down here. So my third piece of advice would be, make sure you choose the extremes if you get to the application point of 1 through 5. Choose your extremes. And then from there, you generally speak with a recruiter and they ask, you know, hey, you mentioned attractions. What are you interested in? Or what brings you to Disney? They're really looking for storytellers. Our whole journey here at Disney is about storytelling. So they're really looking for a reason and a connection that you want to come for this program other than just having a great time. Now, that being said, like I mentioned, I was not a huge Disney person when I was a kid. So you can tell them any sort of story. I had a friend who came down to work in attractions. He had never been to Disney World in his life, any of the Disney parks. He saw very few Disney movies, but he was extremely interested in sports and working for ESPN someday, which is under the Disney umbrella, and told a story about how he interacted with, you know, an ESPN broadcaster that changed his life. And, you know, being able to tell that story, beginning, middle, end, I believe helped him be successful and me be successful. So make sure you have great examples of why you want to come, what you're interested in, and what you're looking to get out of it.
And finally, do you have anything else to share?
So I wish everybody the best of luck in their endeavors, whether it be with Disney, Disney College Program, or anything else. If anyone does have any questions about the college program, professional internships, Disney full-time, corporate applications, please feel free to reach out to me. I am a huge resource for the Grand Valley alumni. I mentor several of those who have come down and done the college program. I am happy to meet up either Zoom, phone, text, or here in person if you do want to come down and participate in the college program. It's truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You can do it as a freshman through senior, or even after if you apply during your senior year and it happens to be after you graduate. You can do it for a couple months after you graduate, like I did, and it truly will allow you to work in the most magical place on earth. Our Disneyland partners also have a Disney College program if you're looking for something a little bit smaller. But like I said, it is the best foot in the door you could possibly ask for. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out, and I'm happy to answer those where I can. And I look forward to seeing you all here at the most magical place on earth. Take care.
Thank you so much, Audrey, for sharing those extremely valuable perspectives. So fun for us to get to hear from someone who's not only done the thing as a college student, but now has made this their career. So we are really happy to have heard all that great information. And I think I'll just kind of end with this. Just do it, right? Cindy and Audrey both had that as kind of their main piece of advice is, you know, this is a great program where you're going to get a ton of really excellent experience and opportunities. So thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.